Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Jerusalem is sacred, it's symbolic, and it is perennially combustible. So when Israel's National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir ascends to the Temple Mount and prays for victory over Hamas, it's not just a personal act of devotion, it is a political one, and it does reverberate across the region and into headlines of international newsrooms. Now, whether that is if that is theater, or that is just a narrative that the international media shouldn't be following and chooses to, is another story. But we do need to understand the implication, both real and perceived. Is Ben joining us? Is Ben Dror Yamini? He's a senior journalist, Yediot Achronot. He's an author and one of Israel's commentators, one who looks at the intersection of politics, religion, and propaganda. Very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. Can we start with the facts? What happened at the Temple Mount with Minister Ben-Gvir?
Okay, first of all, good morning and thank you for having me. It's actually, we are speaking about a routine, something which Itamar Ben-Gvir used to do for many years. When he was not in the government, when he was in the government, something which he's doing in order to provoke, we have to admit it. It's not that I'm saying it. It's Benjamin Netanyahu, Prime Minister, who said in the past that Ben-Gvir wants actually to inflame the whole Middle East, and he will not let him do it. Unfortunately, Itamar Ben-Gvir is doing whatever he wants. He's not actually asking anybody. He is the internal security minister, so he is determining what is according to the law and what is not. I mean, he doesn't have, of course, the authority to do it, but he is doing whatever he wants.
So why is what he did controversial?
Look, we have a kind of status quo. Some of us like it, some of us do not like it. Fair enough, we can have a lot of debates. But from the moment that we have a status quo, we have to keep it. That's all. You don't like it, you can complain about it. You can go to the government. And what do you mean? You are not the opposition now. You are not fighting the government. You are the government right now. And if it was decided by the government, you have to respect the government that you are a member of. So he is not even doing it. He keeps on like he's a kind of, this kind of extreme right activist who is doing whatever he wants, as some activists, extreme right, extreme left, anyways, they do whatever they want. So he forgot that he is a minister in the Israeli government, and you cannot behave like that, because right now there is implications. There is meaning to what you're doing. There is meaning, and you might really cause so many troubles with the neighboring countries.
Yeah, but he is doing and why do that at a time like this? Has it been reported differently locally in Israel versus international media?
No, I think most of the Israeli media is quite aware to what Ben-Gvir is doing. Most of, I'm not speaking about right, extreme right wing. Newspapers, if we can call them newspapers, but besides that, all the big newspapers in Israel cover it, criticize it, but he doesn't care. That's exactly what he wants. You see, I'm doing whatever I want.
And what about the coalition? What about the government stance? Do they see him as a liability, or is this just part of what they accept comes with the package of Itamar Ben-Gvir?
Well, I must tell you two things. First, it's a very good question, because, he has other government members? I mean, what are they saying? And to be honest, I'm not sure that they are all against him. Mm. It's not the case, unfortunately. Unfortunately, some members of this government, some ministers from the Likud party, they just support him. Some of them say it publicly, some of them do not even say it publicly. But you see the atmosphere which is actually taking place in the Likud governing party. What we see is that he has many supporters among them, which is, yes, it is very dangerous, but this is what is going on. The prime minister is against him. We have to emphasize it. The defense minister is against him. The foreign minister is against him. But some of the ministers support him.
Is it not important to have even these outrageously right-wing voices and actions in the environment? In other words, doesn't he play a role of indicating to the world that in fact, this is what we have to manage in Israel? We've got far left, we've got far right, and we trying to pull it all together to create something that is good for everybody, stable, etc. But his behavior, to some extent, proves how diverse, and it doesn't make it acceptable or not acceptable, but it proves this what Israel is made up of. Is that not an important role that he plays in a strange way?
It's a very good point, because many times when I am asked about the other side, the extreme left kind of declarations, what I'm saying, look, Israel is a democracy. And in a democracy, you have all kinds of voices. Unfortunately, some of them are even in the coalition, governing coalition. Yes, it is the case. That's what I'm saying many times, just what you said. Which is a good point. Which is a good point, we have to admit. I mean, we can hear very strange voices from France, from Britain, from the United States. Yes, okay. So don't judge us according to other other principles. So yes, we say it, and yes, we have to say it. But and yeah, you're speaking about a minister who is in charge on the Israeli police. So as part of democracy, we criticize him here in Israel. This is also part of democracy. No, we don't like what you are doing. No, you are representing a small minority in Israel. And you are still provoking something that I hope will not happen. But actually,
can I just understand this? What he did praying on the Temple Mount, is that illegal in Israel?
Yes, it is illegal.
So then,
yes, it is illegal.
So then, surely,
I'm not sure. Then, no, I want to make it straight. I'm not sure that this kind of arrangement, status quo, is the best one. I'm not sure at all. But right now, this is a status quo. This is what was decided by the government many years ago. All the governments keep it. So when he is coming and trying to actually sabotage everything, it's a problem. But it doesn't mean that I support the status quo. Maybe it should change. I don't know how. But let's keep what we have, because it's very, very, very delicate.
So in other words, it is the law. He's broken the law. Whether it's a law that should or shouldn't be is one thing. But the fact is that he broke the law. Surely as a minister, as part of a government, that comes with and minister of police, that this is very problematic.
First of all, it's not exactly a law. It's a kind of arrangement. It's a kind of something that was agreed upon between Jordan, the Palestinian Authority, mm-hmm. and Israel. It's not exactly written in the law, but this is a kind of law. This is how Israel should behave. Israel should respect previous agreements. I mean, we ask them, the other side, Palestinians, others, to respect the law. We cannot, or to respect the agreements, we cannot do something different. I mean, we are breaching any kind of agreement, and you can do whatever, and you are not allowed to do anything. Actually, he is giving them
permission
to do the same, to do the same, and to breach the law, and God knows what will come next. We don't need it. We don't want it.
And certainly not.
You want to fight? Want to fight it politically? You can fight it. I mean, this is This is
And I think that's the point, because I'm getting a lot of messages saying that it's really wrong that Jews can't pray on the Temple Mount, and I happen to agree with that. But I think the point being made is the status quo is that there's an agreement in place. So then, therefore, you have to find a way to change the agreement, but you can't breach the agreement and expect others to stand by the agreements on other terms that we've agreed to. So I think that is, Mavis, I see your point there as well. And unsigned, I see your point about it being illegal only for Jews, apartheid, etc. But I think the point is a little bit different. He's a minister in government. That is what the agreement is. I don't agree with it. But the point is that should he be allowed to break this agreement and potentially pull Israel into a more dangerous situation, especially at the moment. Ben Dror Yemeni, thank you for that. Journalist Yediot Achronot, author as well. Give me your thoughts. What do you think? Do you think that Gitamar Ben-Gvir should have done what he did, which is yesterday went up to the Temple Mount, he prayed for the destruction of Hamas, and I don't disagree with anything that he said. I am sure that I think it is absurd that Jews are not allowed to pray on the Temple Mount. It makes absolutely no sense to me. But my concern is that it is what the agreement is, and that doing so could cause Israel even more hardship than it already has.